All right, so we had some listeners reach out with some pretty serious stuff, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, about some potential vulnerabilities with H3C magic writers.
Interesting.
And so we're going to take a deep dive into this and break it down.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Yeah.
I think it's important to look at this carefully.
So we can really cut through all the technical jargon and just give you the core of
Yes.
what you need to know to
Exactly.
understand this issue.
The core problem here is that we've got these critical vulnerabilities that have been discovered,
Yeah.
and they're command injection vulnerabilities.
Right.
And they're affecting multiple models of H3C magic routers.
Okay, so.
And essentially what this means is that an attacker could gain unauthorized remote access to your router.
Oh,
And that
wow.
means they could essentially take control of it.
So it's kind of like
Full control.
giving them the keys to the kingdom
Exactly. Yeah. The giving away the master key to your entire digital life.
and everything that's connected to it.
Absolutely. They could escalate their privileges,
Wow.
get root level control.
That's pretty alarming.
It is. It's very concerning.
Especially because, as far as we know, there's no official fix for this yet.
There's not.
So there's a lot of concern.
Yeah, there's a real sense of urgency in the security community right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because this affects so many devices.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that there's no official patch or anything yet
Right?
really raises the stakes.
And makes it even more important to understand what we're dealing with.
Absolutely.
Okay, so just to kind of lay out the scope of this,
Okay.
it's not just one little vulnerability. We're
Right, no,
talking
no.
about.
8 distinct vulnerabilities have
Wow.
been logged in the NIST National Vulnerability Database,
Okay.
and every single one of them has a critical CVSS severity score of 8.8.
So it'd be a 10,
Yeah,
but still.
that's about as serious as it gets.
It, yeah, that's a huge red flag.
Okay, so which specific router models are we talking about here? So the affected models include the H3C Magic NX15,
Okay.
the NX30 Pro,
Right.
the NX400, the R3010, and the BE8000.
Okay, and these are all like really popular routers that people use in their homes
Yeah, these are not obscure devices at all.
and small businesses too, right?
Absolutely. They're found in homes, small businesses, even some enterprise environments.
So we're talking about a really potentially widespread problem here.
Yeah, we are potentially thousands of networks worldwide could be affected by this.
Okay, so let's try to understand the technical side of this a little bit
Sure.
without getting too bogged down in the details.
Right.
So first off, what exactly is a command injection vulnerability?
Right. So a command injection vulnerability basically allows an attacker to execute system commands
Okay.
on the router's operating system.
And they can do this remotely.
Yes, remotely. So they
Ah.
don't need physical access to the device.
That's a problem.
It is a big problem.
Okay.
So they're essentially gaining full control of your network just by sending these specially crafted commands. And the way they're doing this,
Yeah, how are they actually getting those commands in?
they're exploiting vulnerabilities in the router software
Okay.
by sending specially crafted POST packets to specific API endpoints.
API endpoints. So those are like.
Think of them as communication points
Okay.
in the router software.
Right.
And these requests are somehow
They,
bypassing.
so they're getting past the normal security check.
Exactly. They're getting past the security checks
Okay.
that are supposed to prevent unauthorized access.
And it seems like the key to this is this backtick character,
The
right?
backtick, yeah, that seems to be the key
The
here.
little apostrophe looking thing.
Yeah, it looks like a little apostrophe, but it's actually a backtick.
Okay.
And it seems that the security filters in these routers may be overlooking this character.
So they're looking for other things, but they're missing this.
Yeah, they might be focused on more common characters,
Okay.
like semicolons for chaining commands. But this backtick seems to be slipping through the cracks.
And so what happens when they use that backtick?
So by using this backtick in their requests,
Okay.
the attackers are able to trigger handler functions
Okay.
within the router system. And these functions then execute system commands,
Root
root
privileges.
privileges. So that's basically
Yeah,
like
that's the highest level of
a
access.
highest level of
Yeah,
access.
it's like having the master key to the entire system.
So they can do pretty much anything they want at that point.
Pretty much, yeah, they have complete control over the router,
Wow.
which is a pretty big deal,
Yeah,
obviously.
that's a huge concern.
Yeah, it is.
So let's talk about some of the concerns here.
Okay.
The first thing that jumps out to me is the lack of response from H3C.
Yes, that's a major red flag right there.
Like they've been contacted about this, right?
Yeah, according to the information we have,
Yeah.
they were informed by the NVD.
The National Vulnerability Database.
Exactly. Before these vulnerabilities were even made public. And they haven't said anything.
Nothing officially. No.
Yeah.
So
that's a real problem.
Pretty concerning.
Yeah. It makes you wonder about their commitment to security.
Yeah. You would hope that they would be on top of this.
Absolutely. You would think they'd want to address this quickly.
Yeah.
Reassure their users.
Provide a fix as soon as possible.
Exactly. But so far, silence.
And on top of that,
yeah,
there's still no official patch or firmware update available.
As of right now, no.
So anyone who owns one of these routers
right.
is basically just stuck.
Yeah, they're in a vulnerable position.
With no clear timeline for when or even if a fix will be released.
Exactly. It's a very uncertain situation.
And it's especially worrying because exploiting these vulnerabilities seems to be pretty easy.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to require a high level of sophistication.
So, like, anyone could potentially do this?
Potentially? Yeah. All an attacker needs is to be able to send a POST request over the internet.
And they don't even have to be physically near the router.
They could be anywhere in the world. So that's pretty scary.
It is. It's a low barrier to entry for exploitation.
Okay, so we've laid out the problem here.
Uh-huh.
What can people do right now to protect themselves?
Right. So while we wait for an official fix from H3C.
Which might not even come.
Yeah, there's no guarantee.
Right.
There are some temporary mitigation steps you can take.
Okay. Like what?
So one of the most important things is to disable remote access
okay.
to your router's management interface.
So basically, if you don't need to log in to your router from outside your home network.
Exactly.
Just turn that feature off.
Turn it off if you can.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. It reduces the attack surface.
Okay. What else?
Another thing you can do is implement network segmentation.
Okay.
If your equipment allows for it.
What does that mean?
So basically, you're dividing your network into separate zones.
Okay.
So you're isolating your router from your more sensitive devices.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like building these little walls within your network.
Yeah, like digital firewalls.
To contain the damage if one part gets compromised.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a good idea.
And you should also be monitoring your network activity closely.
Okay.
Look for anything unusual.
Like what?
Like unexpected traffic.
Okay.
Or devices that you don't recognize
yeah.
connecting to your network.
So basically, just be extra vigilant.
Be vigilant, yeah.
Keep an eye out for anything suspicious.
Exactly.
Okay. And what about replacing the affected routers altogether?
That's definitely an option to consider.
Especially if people are really concerned about this.
Yes. Especially if security is a top priority for you.
So you're saying if it's really important for you to have a secure network.
Yeah.
It might be worth the investment to just get a new router.
It might be, yeah. You know, it's an upfront cost.
Right.
But it could be worth it for the peace of mind.
And it might be a good idea to reach out to a cybersecurity professional as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not sure what steps to take or if you have a more complex network set up,
right.
it's definitely a good idea to consult with an expert.
They can help you assess your vulnerabilities.
Exactly.
And recommend the best course of action.
And they can help you implement those measures as well.
Okay, so let's go through some frequently asked questions real quick.
Okay, sure.
Just to make sure everyone's on the same page.
Sounds good.
So first off, can you just explain again in plain language
sure.
what a command injection vulnerability is and what it can lead to?
All right, so basically a command injection vulnerability is a security flaw
okay.
that lets attackers sneak in their own commands
okay.
into your router system.
Uh-huh.
And that can give them total control over your network.
Okay. And just to be crystal clear, which H3C router models are affected?
So the affected models that we know of are
what?
The H3C Magic,
yeah.
NX15,
okay.
NX30 Pro, NX400, R3010,
right.
and BE1-30,000.
Okay. And is there a patch or a fix available right now from H3C?
No, not at this time.
So there's no official solution from the vendor?
Not yet.
And just to confirm, these vulnerabilities can be exploited remotely, right?
That is correct, yes.
So attackers don't need physical access to your router.
No, they do not.
And how serious are these vulnerabilities officially?
So each of these vulnerabilities has been assigned a critical CVSS score of 8.8.
Which is
very high.
Yeah, that's as serious as it gets, pretty much.
Yeah, it's a major concern.
Okay, and just to recap, what are the temporary things people can do to try to protect themselves?
So the main things you can do are disable remote access
okay.
to your router's management interface.
Right.
Implement network segmentation if possible.
Mm-hmm.
Monitor your network activity for anything unusual.
Okay.
And consider replacing your router if you're really concerned.
Arnett, we also came across some information from a cybersecurity solutions provider called technician.
Oh, yeah. Technicians.
What do they have to say about this?
Well, they're really emphasizing the importance of proactive defense.
Okay.
You know, they're saying don't wait for a breach to happen.
Right.
Take steps now to protect yourself.
And they offer a range of services to help with that, right?
Yes, they do.
Like what?
So they can do a vulnerability assessment.
Okay, so they can come in and see how vulnerable your network is.
Exactly.
To these specific threats.
Yes.
Okay, what else?
They can also help you harden your router configurations.
Okay, so make your existing router more secure.
Yeah, even without a patch.
Okay.
They can also help you choose a more secure router.
Okay.
If you decide to replace your current one.
And they provide ongoing support too, right?
Yes, they do. They offer 24/7 network monitoring.
Oh, wow. So they're constantly watching for threats.
Yes. And they'll alert you if they detect anything suspicious.
Okay. So they're like a 24/7 security guard for your network.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It is. Yeah. It's a valuable service.
Okay. So to sum up.
All right.
What are the key takeaways for our listeners today?
So the key takeaways are we have these critical vulnerabilities in H3C Magic routers.
Right.
That could allow for remote takeover of your network.
Mm-hmm.
There's no official fix yet. And the only protection we have right now are temporary mitigation measures.
And that's why it's so important to take those temporary measures seriously.
Absolutely.
So that leads us to our final thought for you all.
Okay.
Given how much we rely on connected devices these days.
Right.
And the fact that vendors aren't always quick to respond to security issues.
Yeah.
What can you do to be more proactive about your network security?
That's a great question.
Like, are there other things you can be doing
mm-hmm.
besides just waiting for the vendor to release a patch?
Yeah. I mean, you could think about choosing vendors with a better security track record.
Okay.
You could implement more stringent security protocols on your own network.
Uh-huh.
And you could develop an incident response plan.
Oh, sure.
So that you're prepared if something does happen.
So basically, don't just be reactive.
No, be proactive.
Take control of your own security. Because it's really important.
It is absolutely essential.
In this day and age.
More than ever.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for having me.
And stay safe out there.
Stay secure.
Bye.